John chapter 4, verse 46 to 54. The word of God in John chapter 4, verse 46 to 54. Once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. And there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus has arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. "Unless you people see the signs and wonder," Jesus told him, "you will never believe." The royal official said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." "Go," Jesus replied, "your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servant met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, "Yesterday at 1 PM, the fever left him." Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he and his whole household believed. This was the second sign Jesus performed after coming from Judea to Galilee. The key verse in John chapter 6, verse 37b. "And whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." Let's read together this verse, John chapter 6, verse 37b. "And whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." May we listen to the word with the title, "The Lessons of Faith." We invite our pastor to come and share the message.
Thank you.
Greetings to everyone. Thank you for this time to have to worship the Lord. We welcome everyone who have come to participate in our service today. We also greet those who are worshiping through Zoom, YouTube. May we be blessed in this worship of the Lord. There are certain difficulties for some of us. We continue to ask for new strength on each one of us here in these few days. The COVID-19 cases has increased even in Colorado. A few churches in Denver has reduced the number of worshipers in person. It's only 32 persons can worship together. It's a maximum. We continue to pray. We don't have such a thing in El Paso, but we ask for guidance during this time. We have the right situation to worship. We will follow any ordinances for the city in terms of worship, number of people can worship. The title of today is "The Lessons of Faith." Whoever come to me, I will not drive them away. God will not drive anyone away. But is that person really coming to the Lord? There's a story about a volunteer about the flood. There's a person, it was in the middle of the flood, and there are some volunteers, they allowed to rescue a victim stranded in this flood. And there was a boat came, and the water was up to his knees, and said, "Hop in, we'll save you," the volunteer said. And he said, "No thanks, the Lord, I have prayed, the Lord will provide." A short time later, a motor boat was sent to save him, but this time the swirling water was away, and he declined. The water has come to his waist, and they were saying, "Come, no, thanks. I have prayed the Lord. The Lord will provide." Soon the water was up to his chin. So the helicopter was dispatched. At the last minute, climb aboard. This is your last chance. I will pull you up and save you from this flood. But he said, thanks anyway, but I don't need you. The Lord will provide. And the helicopter returned, and the flood took him away. And he passed away, and his soul got to heaven in the pearly gates, where he met Peter. When Peter reached him, he was very angry. He said, the last thing I remember was in trouble, praying up a storm. So why did you let me drown? And Peter looked at him and said, we sent you two boats and a helicopter. What more do you want? Dear congregation, it's a funny story, but it's reminding us that our attitude that we come to the Lord. We say that we believe in the Lord, but what in our life expresses that in a concrete way? Today, we will think about the story of the official who asked Jesus to heal his son in John chapter 4, verse 46-54 that we have just read. This is a story that we can be confused with a different one that's in Matthew chapter 8, recorded of an Roman officer. There are differences, though there are some scholars saying that these two are started the same, but we see the differences between these two stories. This story, and so we will think about those differences. Let's pray for guidance to let us see the attitude of this official to seek Jesus, what we can learn from this official. Let's pray for guidance. Dear our Father, we lift this hour before your guidance. Please guide our heart and mind. Teach us your word. Bless us, each one of us. Please give us strength. Give us in this time have a soft heart to listen to your word. If in our lives there is the faith that is not worthy, may you correct ourselves so that in the day we see you, we will not be ashamed because of our life on this earth. We lift everything into your hand and pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Through this passage, there are three parts that we will think about. There are three sequences of this official, the first time coming to Jesus. The first step is that from hearing unto belief. The second step is from belief to obedience. And the third is from obedience to surrender. We will think three important points of this official. First is that from hearing to belief. Verse 46, once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine, and there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at the Capernaum. The royal official means, according to the Greek, Basilikos, that means a person belonging to the royal family. That means maybe a second in command, maybe belonging to the royal family. He had a position, important position in Capernaum to rule over the people. And this official, when he heard Jesus has come to Galilee, and he came to come down to heal his son. And the geography of Cana, Capernaum is a lower portion near the sea. So he had to go up to Cana to see Jesus, to ask to come down to Capernaum. The word Capernaum is the name, means that the city is of comfort. Though the name is a city of comfort, but we see that there are many stories that express many suffering occurring in this city. Jesus, when he will first take up his mission, when he first expressed from Cana, and he turned the water into wine. This is the first miracle in John chapter 2. After the days that Jesus served in different locations, and Capernaum was chosen by Jesus as the place that Jesus can serve the Father in an effective way, because the people there was more numerous, and there are certain conditions that he can express the gospel in an easy way. So he moved to Capernaum to choose that as a city, like a headquarters to work, to express the gospel. Jesus went to different cities to preach the gospel, but in verse 46, he went back to Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. And there, a certain official who suddenly sick. This official heard about Jesus' return, so he came to Cana and asked Jesus to heal his son. The Bible said that Jesus had made many miracles in Capernaum. In Matthew chapter 8 and 9, with other gospel writer, we see a lot of miracles that Jesus has done. For example, the servant of a Roman officer was paralyzed, and this person asked Jesus to heal, and he healed this paralytic. And the mother-in-law of Peter was having a fever and was healed by Jesus. In Matthew, and in the boat, Jesus was in a boat with the storm, and he calmed the storm. And someone in Capernaum was a person demon-possessed, and he was healed also, and he performed Peter to come out of the boat and go to the boat to fish, and whichever first fish Peter caught, he can open the mouth to get the silver coin to pay tax. And also, Jairus has a daughter, has been was really, really sick and passed away. And Jesus came and resurrected her water. There are so many miracles has been done in the city. In verse 45 that we didn't read. When he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, for they also had been there. That means there are certain have done miracles in many places. And when he came to Jerusalem for the Passover, and other has also come there, and he saw the miracles Jesus had done. So when Jesus returned, he welcomed Jesus. They welcomed Jesus. What motivated those people in Galilee and also in Capernaum to receive the Lord? They don't have a faith yet, but they hope to see the miracles that Jesus had performed. And because only wanting to see the miracles in Matthew verse 11, verse 23, and also Luke chapter 10, verse 15, Jesus has a rebuke to the Capernaum. He said, Capernaum is a city is high to heaven, but will be lowered to Hades. Why did Jesus say like that? Because Capernaum has become to preach the gospel there. There, Jesus has done many miracles with the purpose that to lead people back to God. But they regarded the miracles, but they refused to believe in the gospel. So Jesus said, if the miracles were done here back in the time of Sodom, then those Sodom already repented. That means that the Capernaum people is hard-hearted. They don't have belief. They have been seeing Jesus. Their purpose is to see the sign only to satisfy their curiosity and satisfy their eyes. So suddenly, in Matthew chapter 9, Matthew said that Jesus went into all the city and villages to preach the gospel of the Lord, and they brought many sick to Jesus so that Jesus healed all of them. And Matthew said that when Jesus came, he came with love, with mercy of the Lord, to bless those who in Galilee, especially in Capernaum, the place where Jesus stayed to begin his ministry there. But they are hard-hearted. Capernaum supposed to go to heaven, but now they are being, that city is lowered to Hades. But in Capernaum, there is one has a faith to seek the Lord, and that is the official that has been recorded in the passage we read. And because of the official does not know Jesus, in verse 47, when this man heard that Jesus, he hearsay about Jesus that arrived in Galilee, he only knew about Jesus through those people, the people talking about Jesus, but he never had opportunity to see Jesus. Because of his position in the royal court, maybe because of his money, all his richness caused this official, he does not need Jesus, but something happened. That is, his son has felt sick and almost dying. And in this situation, he came to Cana to find Jesus, asking for Jesus to save his son. Capernaum, from there to Cana, is about 20 miles. 20 miles. Take about 20 hours to reach from one Cana to Galilee, Capernaum. And we see that this official belonged to the royal family. He has a position in that society. He can send his servant to ask Jesus to come because he has a lot of power, but he himself did not do that. He did not send his servant, no others, but he himself traveled 20 miles, come to Jesus, and ask himself to heal his son, to come to Jesus. And Jesus can see in the heart of that person, that the faith, that he has to eliminate the arrogance in himself. This official must eliminate the arrogance, a position of royal standing, to lower himself to meet Jesus. Jesus told him in verse 48, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will never believe, Jesus said. This is not just not for this official, but Jesus said, you people, plural. So, you people in plural, to see that the people of Capernaum is the one who does not believe. And without the signs and wonders, they continue to be hardened. And this rebuke shows us that Jesus knew whoever comes to Jesus, someone who has some faith, and this faith expresses through the action that he himself, this royal official, forget of his position an important travel 20 miles to come and ask Jesus to have mercy and save his son dying. Dear congregation, if this is a, something that caused official to make him comfortable, I come and I, you have to be, perform something. You have to do something. Maybe I have a faith, but Jesus said, these people without seeing sign and word, you will never believe. That caused this official can be disappointed and self-pity and uncomfortable. And if that's the case, that he is disappointed that he returned without asking, then his son will die. Jesus has a way to help to train our faith, and that faith, and when we ourselves give the Lord Jesus our troubles, though many people in cabinet are hardened of heart, they did not believe, they don't care about the gospel, and they saw that received many miracles, but they did not accept Jesus that God wanted them to. So when faith of a person can be expressed, God can see through that. Among cavalier of unbelievers, if there is one something put faith in the Lord, he will be accepted by God. Whoever comes, I will not drive them away. We thank the Lord. God can see their heart about the belief in their heart. We can see that we can thought that we believe. We thought that we believe, but God, they have been brought up to heaven. Now they can go down into Hades. But there is one official, if there is someone living in among the people there, though that person may be of a low rank, not worthy in society, but if that person has faith to come to Jesus, then God will say, whoever come to me, I will not drive them away. And this official heard of Jesus, has put faith in Jesus. The second point is that this official, that from belief unto obedience. And this official said, go, sir, come down before my child dies. Verse 29, when the royal official, sir, come down, that means he invited Jesus to his home. This shows that there's a difference between the other officer of the Roman Empire, because when that Roman officer comes, no, Jesus, I'm not worthy to receive Jesus into my home. You don't have to come into my house. Only say, and my servant will be healed, because I know what power is. Above, there are more powerful than me, and below, there are servants that obey me. So I know the authority. You don't have to come to my house, because I'm not worthy to welcome you. This Roman emperor is a foreigner. Now, this official said, please come. Maybe this is not that officer. And this person invited Jesus to his home. And he asked, please come. If not, my child may die. If you come late, Jesus, and my son has died, and nothing can bring him back. He has a faith, but initial faith is very feeble. And Jesus must help to have this initial faith to grow up. And the way to for Jesus to train is very strange. Here we see that he hoped that while his child is living, when he believed that if his son died, then it's too late for Jesus. His faith has the authority to heal with the condition that the time that his son's still living. Jesus. Verse 50. Go. Jesus replied. This is something very uncomfortable. Go. Jesus replied. Is very accepted by this official. He could not accept that. Maybe he traveled 20 miles to come and see the Lord Jesus and ask Jesus to come to his house and heal his son. God, Jesus did not say, I will promise our son. I will. Jesus did not say, just say, go to your home. This is something very strange. It's very hard to accept by this official. This long journey saying that his heart finding sick in the Lord Jesus is real, is true. Why did Jesus say such a thing? Many times we have learned about the Lord and the way that Jesus replied with those who come. Maybe the way that Jesus replied, we feel uncomfortable. A woman from Canaan, a foreigner, asked her at Jesus to heal her daughter who is demon possessed and do not take the bread and bring it down to the dog. You know, when you hear about that, would you like to hear such a thing? But this woman continued to stay there. This woman was to be treated like a stranger, like a lower rank. Wait, I come because of the lamb, of the, not to the foreigner, but to this foreigner woman. Jesus said, I don't want to give bread to the dog. But this woman, in the way that Jesus feel that there is mercy in that word, Jesus said, should not use the bread to give to the dog. But the dog here means a puppy, not a girl. And she said, understood that she was loved by the Lord. Just like loving a puppy in the house, not a wild dog out there. So this woman continued to pray with Jesus. I only want those pieces of bread on the floor. And then my daughter will be healed. And Jesus said, there is no other who has greater faith than this woman. Go home. And this, your daughter will be healed. And when Jesus turned water into wine in Cana, Mary said to Jesus, they ran out of wine because Mary hoped that Jesus can do something right then and right there. But Jesus said, oh woman, what is it with you? Oh, this kind of response is like disrespect. But Mary said, this is Jesus, a son of God, talking to the servant. So then Mary did not feel that she was disrespected by her son. She turned around and said, whatever Jesus tells you, do it. How can we to receive all the replies of Jesus that just like a very cold reply, the reaction that from Jesus, maybe he's not concerned of my problem, because do we understand what Jesus is telling us? Do we come to Jesus because, but a wish, because wanting to see a miracle? I don't want to do miracle. Maybe we don't accept that kind of Jesus because we wish that we see the miracles. Our understanding, our wish is to about the miracles, not about Jesus. So we could not understand our Jesus. In the Bible, there are many stories that Jesus just say a sentence to let that person express their faith because Jesus knew in their heart their faith. Jesus can see that faith in the heart. In the heart of this official, Jesus said, go home. And to be, to have confidence, Jesus also said, your son will live. And if only a short sentence, Do we go home? Or we continue to stay and ask, could you please, Jesus, come to my home? But this official in verse 50, the man took Jesus at his word and departed from faith that leads to obedience. The faith that has value is the faith that causes us to be obedient based on the promise that we be obedient, because God will not reject by God. If anyone come to me, but Jesus has used to train our faith, to have our faith being stronger, this official believed and he departed. He did not remain and then ask more of Jesus. And this is the kind of faith that is pleasing to the Lord. Capernaum people come with a wish to see the signs and miracles. But this official came to Jesus with a wish that his issue be resolved, that it's his son. Jesus said, go home, your son will live. The faith is in the promise of the Lord. The faith leads to obedience. My faith and your faith today is the kind of faith enough so that we can be obedient to the word of God. Or maybe the situation of today can change our faith. Our walk with the Lord change our faith in the Lord, that we could not dare to do what the Lord teaches us on the Bible. Maybe many lives has declined the word of God. Even in the Bible that calls us a valuable life for the Lord, I have to take care of myself first, have to resolve my issue first, and whatever the obedience is depending on something else. But here, Jesus encouraged us, if you have faith, that means obedience. Because obedience is better than an offering. The obedience is better than the fat of the sacrifice. When the Panama Canal was first began, to cause a passageway between Atlantic and Pacific Ocean. And if there's a boat to go to the East California, then they had to go all the way to South America and then up toward the Pacific Ocean. It took a lot of time. So the canal must be created so that the boat can go across that canal from Atlantic Ocean to Pacific, saving a lot of fuel and time with that canal. And the project has been given to George Washington Gathos. He's a general. He's a military officer. He's an architect. And because of the weather and the geography, it's very difficult to dig up this canal. It's very difficult. And it wasn't as easy as they thought. And this general did not complete it on time. And so they criticized him. They said that this person has no ability to lead. Maybe somebody else can lead it and do a better job. And assistant to George, why don't you answer? You have to raise your voice up before your critics. This is something not easy to do. And Mr. George said, yes, I will have a word. So when you will say, and the general said, when we complete this project, And this general said that his responsibility to have the Panama Canal to be complete. The expert said that I have to spend my effort, wait until I complete my project. Dear congregation, your life and mine, when we put our faith in Jesus, others will inquire about life. Is it true faith? How do we answer others? Our faith expresses because of our obedience. An obedient person expresses their faith in the Lord. And Jesus said that when we learn about in John, if a person loves me, he must keep my commandments. My Father will come to that person. We will be with that person from the Lord. Faith has value before the Lord. Only that faith is accompanied by obedience. And here, the official, the first time seeing Jesus, and before an issue that cannot be resolved. There is not simple issue, but before the dying child, it is something that he could not take care of himself. Here, Jesus said, go home, your son will live. And with that promise, he departed without any more question of Jesus, without any delay, because of his faith. And that faith followed by obedience. The third point is that from obedience to surrender. And that long journey, he went home. On the way home, his servant has met him. Your son has been healed. Maybe this is a joy, overjoy with this official. But we see that this official did not, because of the joy, that he forgot that the one who has given him this blessing. He asked the servant, when the child was healed, they said, yesterday, in the afternoon, and the fever left him, they answered him. And that afternoon, his son was healed, and the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, your son will live. He has faith, return home. And he saw that Jesus did not say, I will come with you to your house. Jesus said, your son will live. Though whether Jesus, anywhere Jesus is, his authority can be performed. And there might be a distance of 20 miles, or 200 or 2,000 miles. Jesus' word is still effective when Jesus said, your son will live. And then Jesus performed at that right moment. From obedience, we have to come from faith to obedience. But from obedience, have to come to surrender to the Lord. Thursday, we have a memorial for Mr. Dream, which has passed away recently. And at the end of the memorial, and many agencies has come and expresses their condolences. One of a speaker said, throughout the all we have been, we speak Vietnamese, but some of his relatives could not understand, and they didn't understand Vietnamese. So this speaker said, I come to make condolences, but I want to use this to remind his relatives who are young, remember the reason that today we are here in the U.S. What is the reason we have been received the blessing that His descendants, the day from the day in Vietnam, was in the re-education camp and go over to go to the U.S. with a lot of difficulties. So when we remember where he came from, what he has been through, so that his son, his grandson can live in a thankful heart, live in the, with a thankful heart. When I heard of that, then I feel hurt in my heart, the pastor said, because I said, in ourself, we can remind each other to remember someone, but we don't remember the a blessing that we receive from the Lord. Every day we receive blessing from the Lord. We have health every day. We have joy in this world that we don't remember the one that is giving us all the blessing, the forgetfulness, the one who has the authority on our life that bless us. That means that we have a natural self in our sinful self. And because of that, when Israel were led into the promised land, Moses was used to teach the Israel people in the wilderness, remember that when you, if you're a fool, that you have received, that you may forget your Lord. When our life is comfortable, full of all of the blessing, we may forget about the Lord. When your inheritance has increased, the flux has increased, the busyness of life to take care of that inheritance will make you forget the Lord. Your life with your busyness will cause us to forget God. He said, do not be arrogant of what you have. Remember, your inheritance and the land that you receive is because of God has given you. Your arrogance will cause you to forget the Lord. And Moses said, don't think that you can do all of this thing. God has defeat your enemies and give you this land. Do not count on your effort. Your confidence will make us forget God. Maybe those are the things that cause many Christians forget about God, what has God has done for the life of the Christians. When we have enough in the life, when the busyness of life, in this temporary life, when our arrogance of what we have created, our self-confidence, those are the times that it's easy for us to forget God, our God. Here, this official, though he only just met Jesus the first time, asking to resolve something very big. Go home, your son will live. And he departed. And when the servant said, your son was healed yesterday, at the time, he knew that at the time that Jesus has said, your son will live, Jesus said. The father realized that that is Jesus has declared to Jesus to give him, and your son, his son survived. We know that we have to remember all the times that God has turned our life around and has done miracles in our life. But what has caused us to remember is to make our faith, to make deeper roots. If our life, with all our busyness, with all our worries that cause us to be concerned with this life, will cause us to forget the one who blessed us, who can do great things in our life, and expresses with thankfulness. In verse 53, the father, so he and his whole household believe. So the belief is not just with the father, but this faith must be shared by all the, his household. So all of his household can put faith in the Lord Jesus. Your faith, does it cause us to be surrendering to the Lord? And then our family will also have faith in Jesus. May God will help us to come to the Lord. We can experience that same way the official. He has a burden. When he returned with a joy in his heart. May we come not just someone to look for just activities to see some sign, but come with the burden. But when we return home, we return with a joyful heart. We and Jesus has a very close relationship. There's an illustration about a pastor. He came to a hospital where a person and his strength is declining, and he is very old. And this pastor came and visited, and next to the bed, there's a chair next to the bed. And the pastor said, maybe somebody just visited you here that I saw the chair next to your bed. And this person said, no, this is the chair that's for Jesus to sit. And I talked to Jesus. And the pastor was surprised to hear that from this person in the hospital. Many years ago, had told that how to pray to Jesus. We pray with Jesus, very simple, just like to talk our friend. So when I was sick, I put this empty chair next to me. I invited Jesus here, and we talked to each other. And the next day, and her daughter let the pastor know that her father passed away in the hospital, and she said, when I was there, I left the room, and after a few hours, and I returned, and my father passed away. But there is something very strange. When he passed away, instead of on the bed, but his head is on the chair. And the pastor understood that this old person, before he passed away, he wanted to put his head on the lap of Jesus, because he knew that Jesus was sitting there listening to him. Jesus is very close to us. Jesus is very real to this person. And through this passage, the official has met Jesus. We can know that our faith can be the same. Don't think that we are in for a long time as a Christian. We are proud of that. Maybe we fall into the situation of the Capernaum people, the unbelief, just looking for miracles and signs, but our heart is so far from the Lord. May we hear the word, whoever come to me, I will not drive them away. Can our life determine our faith, expresses our faith? May God bless each one of you. This morning is a time of the first Sunday of the month, and so we will have communion. The bread and cup represent the blood and the body of Christ. We will receive the bread and cup, and we have distributed the cup and bread that represent the blood and body of Christ. With our heart being thankful because of us, he died on the cross. Let's all stand. We will read the key verse in chapter 6, verse 37, to confirm our faith with a promise that has been promised to us. And whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. Let's pray. Dear our loving Father, we are thankful because you never drive us away. But many times we will not come to you. Many times we come to find a blessing. Many times we come to find some kind of a joy, to find something from our life in this earth. But the relationship with the Lord is not enough, is not clear, is not certain. Many times we hear your word, but we don't believe. Many times we believe, but we do not obey your commands. And maybe we obedient, but we do not surrender our lives to you. May you use your word to encourage each one of us when we seek your face, so that our life to be meaningful for you. And this time, we will receive the cup and bread to represent the body and blood of Christ. May you bless each one of us, be worthy to receive this cup and our bread, that our Jesus has shed your blood on the cross to pay for our sins. You want to create for us a position in front of our God, the Father, to bring our lives to be close to the throne of the victorious Father. May we be serious about this so that we would not become to be lower. May you, we be worthy to receive this cup and bread. May you forgive our sins and save our lives. We thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear congregation, the bread and cup that we receive represent the blood and body of Christ. In the night that he was betrayed, he took the bread. We give thanks and give it to his mother. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Jesus wants us to, when we receive this bread, we remember that clearly that what God has done for us. And if you and I remember what Jesus has done for us, remember what has Jesus had done for you. What has Jesus has done for our life? That will encourage our life to take deep roots. With that, we would partake in the bread. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, gave to his disciple. This is my blood, the new covenant that between God. He has only one covenant, but through his blood and in his blood, we've been forgiven. We cannot forgive because of our effort or participate in the church activities. We've been forgiven because the blood of Christ. Jesus said, if we eat the bread and drink the cup without being worthy, we will be in a sinful condition. So when we receive the cup and bread, we promise we will conduct our life in a way worthy of our Lord. And then we can surrender our life. We partake in the cup. We thank you, Lord, that you have loved us. You sacrifice yourself on the cross for us so that we can be restored to our Father. We call the Lord our Father. May our life be worthy what God, Jesus has done for us, that we could not deceive ourselves. May we be with the church, each one of us, guide in the rest of our life as we walk in faith until the day we see you. We lift everything into your hand. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.